evening, mother and father. How are you all? It are the 15th of August. I am now going to proceed to scratch that off the counter. As I exit out the 15th of August, it gives me 47 days. Here you go. Yep. Oops, I dropped my pen. How's everything? I got a tape today, and I'm sorry I didn't make a tape yesterday. I'm trying to work back to the Sunday schedule. I was going to make a tape. See, I made one last Tuesday, and I was going to make one yesterday, Monday, and then I was next week I'd make one and get back to my Sunday duties, you know. But I've been a little short on tapes, and today I got three from Marge and one from you, and I'm back in the tape business again. So I whip one off here to y'all. Let me see. It's been interesting. Let's see. What have I been up to this week? I've done a lot of entertaining and a lot of writing. Let me see. We've had Major Gomes, who is Cap Miller's immediate boss, come down. He spent a day with us. And he came down yesterday and went to Khantoum this morning. We visited with General Irby out at the Montagnard Village and showed him around out there last week. And the day after that, Colonel Allen, who is the company commander, came by and introduced himself. And we had a pleasant chat. And let's see. I still haven't got my orders yet. 47 days to go and I haven't got my orders yet. Golly gosh. It angers me. And let me see, what else? I've been writing these two reports on the district here, Antuk District. You know, the population and the education and the health and welfare and public safety and ugh. It's very uninteresting. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, but sitting down and writing is no fun. But I've got it. I got one just about finished, and I got a good start on the other one, so they're coming along. I've been trying to, we no longer work with a cab, we work by ourselves. I guess that happened since I last made a tape, I'm not sure. We work in Antuk District. We don't work for a cab. Part of this job, we're going to still handle all Montagnard affairs in the district, only because of our expertise in the problem. But we've got away from just Montagnard. We're trying to take on something else. So we've been looking for things to do. Why'd I bring that up? I was going to say something about it, and I forgot what it was after I started talking about it. Oh, well, in the lull, shall we say, between backing off of the Montagnards and trying to back into something else, things have been kind of slow, more or less. I mean, you know. I've been busy trying to write this damn thing, but Captain Miller and Tentley have had opportunity to take, have had opportunities, you know, take afternoons off and things like that. But I've been trying to get myself involved in something. I'm gonna write these things, and I got two books going right now that I'm reading at the same time. I wrote some letters today to Mrs. Cockrell and Jim, Margie's brother, and I wrote Aunt Dorothy and thanked her for all those wonderful letters she sends me every week. And I wrote, I'm trying to get some of the time and go faster. 1 month, 2 weeks and a half. And the more you think about it, the slower it goes. So, you know how it is. 32. So be it, you know, that's the way it is. And, like I say, today was write the reports and make phone calls and all this sort of good stuff. Very interesting. Learning a lot about the district that I never knew before. You know, 2% Chinese and all this sort of stuff. And what I put down there is what a lot of people, you know, that's the way it's going to be for a lot of other people. Because they don't know. So, it's been interesting. Let's see, I went out. I guess I made a tape last week, and I told you I was out the Sunday before. I haven't been out since. So I've been to stay out of trouble that way anyway. I haven't got my radio back from Hawaii yet. And I'm going to bring my broken tape recorder home because it can be easily fixed. That's why. And I can't fix it, but it can be easily fixed with a replacement of one small part. And that's a good little tape recorder. Let me see. Treasure Island is a nice place. I've never seen it, you see. So you say Treasure Island, and I think Hunter's Point, and I did not like Hunter's Point when I went out there that night. The food was good, but the place was like a typical dump. I have only been in... I've never been in an officer's club that I really like. They all seem cold to me. So, there are parts of some that are better than others, but I've never really been turned on by any of them yet. But if Treasure Island's a nice halfway meeting ground. See, like, we can go from San Francisco to Treasure Island and go back, and we don't have to pay a toll. Now, that's a pretty good deal, isn't it? I think it'd be a real nice place. And I didn't get Mrs. Velasio's letter. It never did come. I'm sorry. Well, I'm glad to hear that Kathy's doing all right. She finally made up her mind what she wanted to do and doing it. I'm going to ask Marge what she wants us to wear. I know we've been discussing this back and forth. But I got a book today from her from Celix. You know, former fashion guide, Celix. Wilmark also shops at Celix. And I think I made up my mind, so I'm going to ask her and see what she says. And if she says, yeah, then that's it. I'll just tell everybody what they're going to get. Which is no problem. So, the clothes, don't worry about it. It'll be done up nice. And let me see. I got three tapes from her at Mars Day, and I answer a lot of questions as far as she's concerned. I hear Dad's neck is kind of stiff and sore. I'm sorry to hear that. Golly. I kind of wish you'd been on that tape, Pop. I'd like to hear you too, you know. I mean, Mom can get going there for 15 minutes and fill it all up, you know. Oh, at least I got my tape. It's better than no tape, I guess. Oh, boy. Yeah, mail's been kind of funny. You mailed that tape, I think, on Thursday, and today's Tuesday, I got it. And then I'll go now 3 or 4 days and nothing will happen, and I'll get a whole bunch of tapes again. It tends to burn me up. But that's the way it goes sometimes. I will write Grandmother a letter tomorrow. And say all the nice things to your grandsons for day. I wrote Aunt Dorothy. I said that already. Yes. Well, what have we been up to? Oh, I don't know. I've been talking a lot to people down at MACV. Well, I'm writing this report, and Lieutenant Lee's working on the Montyard School, and Cap Miller's haven't been feeling too well, but he's making sure everything else is working right. And Hubert got back from Tokyo. He had a real good time, he said. He stayed in the new Ohtani Hotel, too. Everybody stays in the new Ohtani. Even Captain Sheriff and Major Gomes have been in the new Ohtani Hotel. Golly. Amazing. Tape's about to run out, so get ready to turn it over here.